no question. We left at some point.
I think it was 1361.
1361.
Okay. Should I start?
Yep, read it.
Okay. That you may regard all non-entities as existent, and look upon entities perceived by the senses as of low degree. At least consider this, that everyone who possesses reason is daily and nightly in quest of the non-existence.
Uh-huh. Means what?
Carefully. You said if you want to be healthy and not to lose this silly game that everybody is playing, stop it. Stop it and change your vision. First of all, the non-existence. What is non-existence? Next minute, whatever it is, it doesn't exist now, but it's coming. What about the existence? Existence is going away. It doesn't matter really. For the animal, only existence. Why? Because animal thinks about my existence. Ah, you see? Two things are a little bit difficult to understand, and they are the last points that Rumi is making in his spirituality, is that, look at it, the animal is looking at existence. We are looking at non-existence. We are wishing for non-existence. We are trying for non-existence to exist. Do you get it? I doubt it. What is the most important point of these two verses that you read and I explained? What is it about? Ah. The main stuff that we are talking about is what? Are we talking about the chair? The floor? What are we talking about? What are we talking about? Whenever I do this, you should do this. This is what it is, right? Right from the beginning we started to say, listen, we are talking about you. That's it. Because you are here to learn this, and we have to declare it to you. Okay, back to these two verses. I repeat, the non-existence practically exists, and existence, well, is here for a moment and it will go away. Look at it carefully. Whoever has the logic day and night is looking for something that doesn't exist, right? Did I explain myself? Did you get my point? What am I talking about? You! This you! What is you? You is you? Mm-hmm. Do you exist? What are you doing? You are making yourself, right? Do you understand this? Recently, logically, we know better. we know that we thought we found DNA and we found how this machine is working. We were totally wrong. The DNA of my parents came in me. What happened to them? It depends on how I lived. First 15 years of life, you will change your DNA with the lifestyle and experience that you get. That's how we are making ourselves. I am building up me. Me doesn't exist. This one is temporary. Tomorrow I'll be a different fellow. I'm trying to be better. That is the goal, right? So listen carefully. I'm talking about you and your existence when I say, listen, that non-existence is here because the existence is not important. It's just the part that you could feel. Watch it carefully. Whoever is wise, day and night, is looking for the stuff that doesn't exist. I want to be that one. I don't want to be this one. Yes.
In begging, he seeks a munificence that is not in being. In the shops, he seeks a profit that is not in being.
Look around you. Everybody in the shop is looking for what? The benefit that doesn't exist yet. He's trying to have that, right? And he will go on and on and on to give you different examples of looking for something which is not here yet. That's what we are doing. Personally, we're doing that, and in general, we are changing the existence and the culture. We are looking for a culture that doesn't exist. Yes?
In the cornfields, he seeks an income that is not in being. In the plantations, he seeks a date palm that is not in being. In the colleges, he seeks a knowledge that is not in being. In the Christian monasteries, he seeks a morality that is not in being. They have thrown the existent things behind them and are seekers of and devoted to the non-existent things.
I brought you some examples. You see that in the school, in the psychological center, in everywhere. First of all, we are looking for something. There is this talab, which was the beginning, remember? Talab is wanting something. It says that everywhere around, we want something. What? The stuff that doesn't exist. Improved version of existence. That's what you're looking for, right? So, the existence is not that important. For the animal, is personal existence is the optimum wishes of the animal. What about we? This is we. He's sitting down 800 years ago explaining something for we. He knows that in the future they sit down and they read this. This is what we are. No other animal will do that. For animals, when I die, everything is finished. For human being, When I die, whatever I did is still working and doing something, and that's a part of me. What we are talking now is a part of Rumi, isn't it? This is how it works. Because, yes.
Because the mind and treasury of God's doing is not other than non-existence in being brought into manifestation.
Ah, this is something that before he talked about it. Now he will give you the reference. Do you remember what he was talking about? He said, the factory of existence is in non-existence. That's where God is sitting and creating and putting down the stuff in here. Here, he will say, let's remember that what is the creation of God? This is some manifestation which doesn't exist and it will happen. It will exist. Yes?
We have previously given some indication of this. Regard this and that as one, not as two.
Aha. Uh-huh. For you, when we say existence and non-existence, you think that we are talking about two matters. We are talking about happening. What is happening? The existence is happening. How? The existence will vanish. And something else will replace it. And we could influence it. That influence is our job. Yes?
It was stated that every craftsman who appeared sought the abode of non-existence in his craft. The builder sought an unrepaired place that had become ruined and the roofs fallen in. The water carrier sought a pot with no water in it, and the carpenter a doorless house. At the moment of pursuing, they rushed into non-existence. Then they are all fleeing from non-existence.
This is the funny game, because in one hand, all of them come to this one, that one, that one. Look at them. Everybody is looking for it, right? But at the same time, everybody is trying to run away from non-existence. That animal and existence and me is here. In addition to that is this cultural stuff that I think about we, and tomorrow for me is what? Is coming, is happening, and we could influence it, and we try so. Yes?
Since your hope is non-existence, why avoidance of it? Why strife with that, with what is congenial to your desire? Since that non-existence...
What are you doing with this non-existence? In one hand, you're looking for it, and in one hand, you're running away from it. You want the universe to improve, to change, but not your situation. You want to remain here for centuries, but you don't want everything to be stable for centuries. You want it to happen, and because you don't know what to want. You are suspended between animal and the human being. This is what it is. You were born animal. Then, education, civilization. He's talking about, look at the technology. What is technology? It's something that doesn't exist, and we try to invent this, invent that, bring it to existence. This is the game. Yes.
Since that non-existence is congenial to your desire, why this avoidance of non-entity and non-existence?